Twitter describes Cuban anti-communist hashtag as people helping to spread awareness of coronavirus. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 12, 2021. While thousands of Cubans were taking to the streets on Sunday to demand an end to the 62-year-old communist regime and the hashtag #SosCubo was trending, Twitter falsely described the hashtag as people are helping to spread awareness on the impact of COVID-19 in Cuba as cases hit an all-time high in the country. People are helping to spread awareness on the impact of COVID-19 in Cuba as cases hit an all-time high in the country, Twitter said of the #SosCuba hashtag. But while the #SosCuba hashtag was trending, Cubans were protesting their communist government, chanting, "Down with the dictatorship, and we want liberty," while waving American flags. Social media users quickly pointed out the inaccuracy behind Twitter's description of the #SosCuba hashtag. "Excuse me, a Twitter #PatriaEVita has nothing to do with COVID-19. It has everything to do with ending the repression in Cuba. #SosCuba is about freedom for a country that has been enslaved for over 60 years," tweeted former Florida mayoral candidate Esteban Bovo. "Surreal but not surprising," reacted Senator Marco Rubio, RFL. "At Twitter says this all about COVID awareness and #Cuba. Ignores this is really about how socialism is a disaster and always leads to tyranny, despair and suffering. This is ridiculous from at Twitter," tweeted writer Giancarlo Sopo. "Yes, COVID cases are hitting an all-time high on the island. But we are demanding an end to the communist dictatorship. Florida supports the people of Cuba as they take to the streets against the tyrannical regime in Havana," tweeted Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Of the reason why people were protesting on Sunday. "The Cuban dictatorship has repressed the people of Cuba for decades and is now trying to silence those who have the courage to speak out against its disastrous policies," DeSantis added. Twitter is running with a news banner that people in #Cuba are boycotting over a shortage of the COVID-19 vaccine. "The audacity and filth of that lie is staggering," reacted conservative commentator Candace Owens. "Big Pharma and its collusion with big tech and big government is the greatest evil to freedom everywhere," she added. On Sunday, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, the face of the Castro communist regime, announced an order of combat against peaceful pro-democracy protesters, urging communist civilians to assault them. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.